You know, on the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
Okay. What about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Hearth? Hearth? Hearth. How you pronounce it?
Which sounds more natural?
I don't know. I never use it. Hearth, I guess. You hit me with a good one there. I've never thought about that.
What about
I usually the, probably would say right in front of the fireplace.
What about the things that you lay the wood across on? They're metal.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but the andirons, is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the thing up above the fireplace.
Mantelpiece?
Okay. And if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
Mesquite.
What else?
What other kind of wood?
Did you ever hear a name for the kind of wood you can use?
Firewood?
Mm-hmm. But for starting it?
No.
Did you ever hear of kindling?
Kindling, yeah.
What is kindling?
What's a little bitty piece in between? What kind of wood is it or what is it? And
yeah, what... Is it, does it have to be one certain kind of wood, or is it?
I don't know. That's why I've never fooled with a fireplace.
You just think of it as small pieces?
Small chips of wood that'll catch fire easier than the big ones.
Mm-hmm. What about taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace, and maybe it would burn all night? You'd call that the...
What would I call a big piece of wood?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear the expression of backlog or backstick?
Not used like that, no.
But have you ever heard?
Well, I've heard the word backlog used in, like, in orders in business. I've got a backlog of orders.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard it used in terms like you're talking about there in the fireplace.
What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot?
Which?
Soot, I guess, yeah.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a room. The thing that I'm sitting in would be a...
Chair.
What about something that two or three people could sit on?
A couch.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Sofa. Divan. The ones I'd use most would be couch and sofa.
Is there any difference?
Not to me.
How about the word divan? Does that sound...
I never use it much. I don't know. It just... Couch and sofa are easier to say.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you use couch more than anything.
What about something, a little room off the bedroom where you can hang your clothes?
Closet.
Okay. What about
a dressing room, but closet, I guess.
And a place, something that has drawers in it for keeping your clothes in.
Chest of drawers.
Okay. Anything else?
Or a dresser.
Is there a difference?
Well, you usually look at a chest of drawers as maybe having six drawers in it and, you know, tall, no mirror. And a dresser, to me, has drawers in it and has a mirror on top.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you can hang your clothes up in that also has drawers, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you call it. I know in the old days they had something, but I don't think this is what you're talking about. They call it a high boy. But I don't think that's what you're talking about, is it?
What did the high boy look like?
Well, it seems to me a high boy was just a big, tall dresser. Had a mirror on top of it and a bunch of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bitty mirror up at the top.
What about the thing that had a rod, though, for hanging clothes up in?
A closet?
Well,
Or a piece of furniture?
A piece of furniture.
Wardrobe?
Uh-huh. Any other name for wardrobe?
No, I can't think of it. Now, you pop me with it, and I might remember it, but I always know if my grandparents had three or four of them. They were great big things. They didn't have closets. They had these big pieces of furniture. Must have been, I guess you couldn't get them in these new houses. They must have been 10 feet tall, 8 or 10 feet tall, and they're wide, and they had doors and mirrors on the inside of the doors, and we called them wardrobes.
Mm-hmm.